Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
That's Tennessee Twin and Sound of Silence on Cambridge Radio. I'm very pleased that Victoria and Jeff join me now. Tennessee Twin, good morning to you both.
Good morning. Lovely to see you again.
And you. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, we were trying to work it out. I think it was springtime, was it?
Yeah, maybe springtime, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Lovely to see you. This single, Sound of Silence, I mean, I spoke to you about it and then we said, let's come in. You've recorded it for Christmas, but for a purpose this time.
Yes, we don't normally release covers. We play a bunch of them.
Do you want to bring your mic just a little bit closer?
Of course.
Your guitar's in the way, that's what it is.
Yeah. But we were asked to think about recording this by a good friend of ours, and he made us all too aware of the difficulties with people considering suicide around this time of year. Obviously, for a lot of us, it's a very happy time, and for a lot of people, it isn't such a happy time. So we thought about it, and this tune is what he suggested. And when we listened back to it, we thought, yeah, we really should do this and try and encourage people if they're not having a good time to seek help. And the charity that we were put in touch with and have been super supportive of this is called Papyrus UK, and they particularly work with younger people who are either in the situation where they're considering bad things, or in dark places, or indeed families that have been affected by it. So it seemed like a thing that we could do to help to get the word out that there is help out there.
Yes, I think that's very important to stress that if anyone's having any thoughts that aren't very happy or feel that they just can't cope with things, or they see a family member or a friend or whatever, just to talk to somebody. There's lots of people out there. Samaritan's another one, aren't they? Calm is another one. But that's great. And how do people get the single for that if they do want to support the charity?
So that you can find it on all streaming services you might expect. If you just look for Tennessee Twin Sound of Silence, you find it's got a little light blue cover, so it might make it easier to identify. But if you're in a position to be able to support the charity, what we've done is put it up on Bandcamp. Again, just you can either go to our website and there's links to it there, or just look at Tennessee Twin under Bandcamp. And Bandcamp is a really good service for musicians, because not only does it allow us to get some money back from a download, which is always obviously helpful in these
rather
days.
Rather than 0.000 pence or something.
The 0.00s are helpful, but the downloads are much more helpful. But in this case, particularly, Bandcamp allows you to pay whatever it is you feel you want to pay for the single. And we're fortunate in that a lot of people have put in additional funds. Got the download, obviously. So if you can afford a few extra pounds, all that money, we're not taking anything out of it. We've recorded it in our own studio, without cost. So, all of that money that we get through will go through to the charity.
Brilliant. Now, Victoria, you just said you just come back from New York.
Yes.
And visiting, but you also played out there.
We did. We were really, really lucky. We went, it was Whistle Stop. We were there for 4 days. 2 days just being tourists in the city. But the 2 days before that, we were staying with family. And Jeff's cousin works at a school. And she said, the children would really love it if you could come in and sing some of your songs for them. We were thinking, oh, they're going to hate it. They're not going to know our songs. And they absolutely loved it, didn't they? There was about 100 of them, all sort of 7-8-year-olds. And we did two of our own original songs, and they were just completely enraptured, weren't they? Mm. One little boy came up to Jeff and said, "You sound like you're British." It's like, that's because I am. It was really, really lovely and really Christmassy. We really enjoyed it, didn't we?
Yeah. It started off, the idea, I think, was her class of about 20. And then when word got around, there was about 80 students and 10 teachers turned up. So
I bet they're thinking, oh, quick, let's, this is good. I mean, live music is always wonderful, but live music as a teacher, the children will be really inspired by this.
If just one of those little children come away thinking, oh, music's quite cool, I maybe like to learn an instrument or do some singing, then job done.
Absolutely. Now, actually, that's a good point. Let's play one of those. I'm just going to say, this is live, everybody. You can play one now, and then then we'll talk a little bit more, then hopefully play one at the end if we don't run out of time. I'm watching the clock. You're all right so far.
Fantastic.
So what are you going to play?
So this tune is off our first EP, and it seemed topical, one, because we played it in New York last week, but secondly, because it was the idea of the song originally came from my sister phoning us and asking how much a guitar would be for a Christmas present for my niece some years ago, and we ended up buying her a little pink guitar to get started. So it's named after her. She's called Alice, but the song, Alice is not in the song anywhere. So.
Yes, don't go looking for it.
No, it won't be there.
Deep in the woods in the south of this land lived a girl with a dream who was hatching a plan. She bought a guitar and she wrote a few songs, and wherever she played, they would all sing along. She peddled her tunes round the clubs and the bars, playing for drinks on the tips in a jar. But out of the dark came a sharply dressed man with the promise of fortune and fame in his hand. Come and sing with me about the heart that I wear on my sleeve. Come and sing with me. It's the reason that I breathe. No matter the voice, no matter the mood, no matter who's higher or lower than you, if your soul is in need of the sun or the moon, then drop all your worries and follow my tune. Interviews, radio, stadiums played, albums that sold by the thousand a day, fan clubs and limos and photos to sign, but there in her hand was barely a dime. The lights all went down and the crowds had all gone, back in her room with the radio on. A song from the past started filling the room, and she knew in her heart what she had to do. Come and sing with me about the heart that I wear on my sleeve. Come and sing with me. It's the reason that I live and breathe. No matter the voice, no matter the mood, no matter who's higher or lower than you, if your soul is in need of the sun or the moon, then drop all your worries and follow my tune. So she took the bus home with just her guitar, back to the place where her people left more than just tips in a jar. Come and sing with me about the heart that I wear on my sleeve. Come and sing with me. It's the reason that I live and breathe. No matter the voice, no matter the mood, no matter who's higher or lower than you, if your soul is in need of the sun or the moon, then drop all your worries and follow my tune. If your soul is in need of the sun or the moon, then drop all your worries and follow my tune.
Wonderful. Oh, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Now, I remember hearing that a long time ago. I was just trying to work out when we first met. I think it must have been 2018 or 19 when you were at the Folk Festival.
That would have been 19.
Yeah. And look at that. It's 5 years ago now.
Oh,
yes. Or 5.5 years ago. Well, no, I mean, you know, but isn't it lovely? I think, you know, you've just gone from strength to strength. Now, you've done lots of stuff this year, haven't you? Yes. What were your highlights for this year?
Oh, we were really lucky. We did loads of lovely festivals this year. Probably the highlights for us, we got to play C2C at the O2, which is the big one.
Incredible.
We still can't believe we managed to do that. And we played Carfest later in the year as well for Chris Evans's Carfest. And that was an awesome day out, wasn't it? Really, really
just
good.
Wonderful. It was one of those festivals you immediately think, I'm just going to come back here when we're not playing.
Yeah, really good. Have a good look around. Yeah. And you've got stuff coming up. You're recording things and you've got some gigs coming up. So which one do you want to say first, really? So, or bit of both?
So recording-wise, we're just finishing up an EP for release, hopefully in January, but it might slip a little bit. We'll see. And then a couple of extra singles we've got planned for the spring, summer next year. And then in terms of gigs, probably the most important one is we're doing our first London headline show, which is at the Green Note in Camden.
Oh, yes. That's a really well-known music venue, isn't it?
Yeah, really looking forward to that. We were approached by Talent Bank to do that one. It's our first gig with them. Wonderful, wonderful agency that support independent artists in London. So, tickets available now for that one. The 22nd of January, which is either a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah. That's right. So, yeah, we're looking forward
to
that.
The links are all on our website. They absolutely are. Tickets.
Yeah. Brilliant. And then into the future, lots of festivals, I'm guessing, again.
Yeah, yes. We've got a bunch of festivals booked through the year, none of which we're allowed to talk about because
I'm going to say, it's glad that you said that because I don't want to push you on it and then get you into trouble, but lucky that you know not to save.
Yes.
But we will hear within time and it's on, you'll put it out on your socials anyway, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And any more songwriting circle type things around here? Or again, if you can't mention it, it's all right, you can just look at me.
We don't have a date yet, but we've been really lucky the last 3 years to do one at a writers round at Cambridge Folk Club.
Yeah.
And they did say when we'd finished the last one a couple of weeks back, you're definitely going to do it again next year, aren't you? So it looks like we'll be back.
Good.
It's usually around about October time.
Mm. Okay. I keep missing that, but I am determined that there will be one time when I do get there.
That'd be lovely singing,
yeah. Now, what are you going to play before you finish?
So this last song is one, again, that we played at the school last week out in New York. And we played it because it's about a school, in a way. It's actually really about taking second chances, not being afraid to take second chances. But, yeah, the story starts in a school hall disco.
Well, thank you very much to you both for coming
thank
in
you
as well.
Great,
and, look out for stuff on Tennessee Twin on socials and you can find all that stuff there.
Yeah,
thank you for coming
in.
Standing at the edge of the school hall, trying to take the first step, trying not to trip and fall. Hoping that you'll say yes and dance with me, kiss me to a slow song, hold me like it's meant to be. Cause if we can find the courage with this thing, maybe next we'll make a promise with a ring. Give me wings and make me fly, make me bold enough to try. In this crowded room, make it just me and you. Give me hope and make me smile, make our eyes and hearts collide. Please make this the ground on which our love first grew. Let's plot a course for a two-heart rendezvous. Walking by the school like I often do, thinking of the old days, wondering what became of you. Suddenly there's someone bumping into me, there's a face that I knew, smiling right on back at me. Where did you go all these years that flew on by? Is there one more chance to take for you and I? Give me wings and make me fly, make me bold enough to try. In this crowded room, make it just me and you. Give me hope and make me smile, make our eyes and hearts collide. Please make this the ground on which our love first grew. Let's plot a course for a two-heart rendezvous.
We've spent too long
pretending it was wrong.
take our second chance.
Give me wings and make me fly.
Make me bold enough to try.
In this crowded room, make it just me and you.
Give me hope and make me smile.
Make our eyes and hearts collide.
Please make this the ground on which our love first grew.
And let history show that our love was true.
Let's plot a course for a two-heart rendezvous. Rendezvous. Rendezvous.
Cambridge Radio.